This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I hope so. That's why you're listening to this radio show, so that, exceptional Americans listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Why? Because, well, not only does it make them more exceptional over time, but they want to know what is really, truly going on. So welcome to the show. A lot of things happening. And, if you have not heard, La La Land is not Best Picture. You know, in the first hour, we were talking about cultural elitism and how the totalitarians want to control our culture to destroy us. And they're using useful idiots in Hollywood to do just that. Well, they're trying anyway. It's not working. You know, the mainstream America realizes and gets it. This is the thing. This is what I love about the new stream media. That we're not mainstream media here on Agenda 21 Radio. No. We are not. So if you're listening and hoping for, you know, somebody to come up like a Brian Williams with some sort of story like, you know, Paul Preston got shot down in a helicopter. He survived. And, you know, it's all happened in his backyard and some imaginary place in his mind in his own backyard, you know, putting his feet in the swimming pool, imagining that he was being shot down in a helicopter and was reporting on NBC News. That's just not what we do here. It just isn't. Makeup stories. We don't do that. Now, a lot of people think that the stories we come up with, you know, you just can't, they say, we just can't make this up. And we can. The reality is just far more bizarre than the made-up stories that you get from MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, and so on. Because they truly do make up stories. It's amazing what they do. And I understand how they do it because they just don't want to bother looking up information. We fact-check everything before we go on the air. What a concept. And we even go so, you know, a lot of good newspapers will fact-check the reporters by calling the people, the leads that they have or the people they're quoting from. They'll call them. Did you really say this? Is this true? what is really truly going on here. So this is a fact checking that is old school, but it's, you know, they don't do that anymore. They really truly don't. Else they would be reporting the news honestly. But we know that the mainstream media is nothing more than a tool for the globalist, and that's my point. And as a tool for the globalist, you get things like what you had last night, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, the globalists are not influencing Donald Trump. Let me be very clear about that. And that's why I brought this up about the globalization of the media. It was very, very interesting. And we're going to break down several of the comments all throughout Donald Trump's speech to CPAC last week, which, by the way, I brought this up in the first hour. I'm kind of bragging about it now. I was the sit-in replacement for Donald Trump at CPAC last year. I actually was in his booth at CPAC last year and sort of being an unknown stooge, if you will, for Donald Trump, stand-in, answering questions for people that were coming up at the booth about Donald Trump. I had no knowledge, you know, about, well, I don't know about Donald Trump, where he's going to be, what he's going to be doing. I just know that he's not going to show back up. He's not going to show to CPAC because everybody was hating on him last year. I was able to answer that question, but I didn't get it why people were just walking up. I was sitting in a booth, an empty booth, right next to the Red State Talk Radio booth last year, sitting there at CPAC, and people were walking up to me. A big long line started to form. They wanted questions about Donald Trump. They wanted them answered, and I'm like, I don't, you know. So finally, about a half an hour into this, I'm kind of like, I was actually trying to find a safe spot, a safe place to get away from all my fans out there. And lo and behold, I found this empty desk at this empty booth. I didn't look up above my head to see that there was a placard up there that said Donald J. Trump for President campaign. It was the booth that was going to be used by the Trump campaign. I didn't get it. It was empty. Well, it was empty for a reason, because they weren't going to show up because of all the hate going on towards Donald Trump. So I was answering questions for Donald Trump. I didn't know. So finally, I said to one of the guys, long line, said, why is everybody asking me all these questions? Why are you all lined up? And the guy looked up and he looked at me and says, well, look there. He pointed above my head and I saw the sign and said, oh my gosh. So I said, look, I had to tell these people, I am not a representative of Donald Trump, but if you want to talk about him, I will be more than happy, because I was outwardly a Trump supporter. So anyway, I was Donald Trump's stand-in, if you will. Call me a stooge or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It was funny, and we have pictures of that, me sitting in the booth, by the way. It was too good to turn down. So, yeah, I was out representing Donald Trump last year. This year, he shows back up, and, of course, one of the main themes that he has in CPAC, and he said it over and over and over, a lot of it was campaign speech. I understand that. And it's kind of interesting. In my world, I got to hear the speech like three times with the different, I sit, in an office and in a studio, and I can have all these different news sources, and I'm hearing different news sources, and they're all being synced at different times. So I'm hearing repeats. I thought to myself, there's something wrong. Is it me? Anyway, so I had to turn these things off. But the thing that really struck me the most was Donald Trump's comments about globalism, and that he is not a globalist, and he's anti-globalist.
This is the United States of America that I'm representing. I'm not representing the globe. I'm representing your country.
That was Donald Trump at CPAC last week. I'm representing your country. So globalism, as we've been talking about now for 6 years on Agenda 21 Radio, and before that with the Inside Education Show, in Donald Trump's mind is done. It's over. Kaput. Out of the United States. He represents us. He doesn't represent a global United Nations, as we've seen with Jerry Brown and Cal Exit, who wants to turn over California to the United Nations. That's their plan. They don't want to make a more perfect union by forming another state in Northern California called Jefferson. No, they don't want to do that. They don't want to put a star on the flag. They want to take a star off the flag and form their own country. And then be answerable to the United Nations. Hello? So the United Nations is supposed to take sovereignty of our states? That's their plan? How overtly globalist can it be? Well, Donald Trump is not a globalist. And most Californians do not approve of this and will not. But they're going to try and push it anyway. George Soros, major money behind it. Ryoshi Sasakara Peace Foundation. Oh, they hate it when I out them for that. Boy, we outed them right away for that, Red Smith and myself. Boy, did they pucker up at CalExit. They puckered up. It's interesting, on CalExit, when they first came out, they splashed up 3 hours of my radio show on their Facebook. I was cracking up because I was talking about CalExit. I put a hashtag CalExit, and of course everything was slammed up there. And I was sitting there saying to myself, I wonder how long it's going to take for them to take that down. By the end of the day, my 3 hours were down because I was anti-everything about CalExit. These are the globalists. And my point about this opening statement is Donald Trump is not a globalist. He is not a globalist. And he couldn't make it any more clear than he did at CPAC. And this is why I think it's so wonderful. We're going to be concerned about America first. Now, that's not a selfish thing because we're just going to be just as generous as we've always been with for various countries out there. And we're just going to be just as welcoming to legal immigrants as ever before. But we have to get control of our own borders. And a lot of people might not like that. A lot of people that are here illegally, who want to be here, we understand. We understand why you want to be here. But there's a new sheriff in town, and we're going to enforce our borders, which will make everybody safer. Even you illegal immigrants who want to come across legally, it'll make it safer for you. We now have somebody who has a system in play. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to go back to Jim Gallagher and the Oroville Dam situation. I want to give him a full throat here. His presentation takes about 4 minutes, and it was on the floor of the Assembly last week. Magnificent job, I might add. And the only Republican truly, and I think the only Republican left standing in the California legislature right now is James Gallagher, speaking truth to lies and speaking reason. His approach to the address about Oroville Dam, which personally affected him and his family, like myself. My house is right in the major. If there was a dam to go, my house would go. And, so it's obviously a personal thing with all of us here in this area. But the bigger problem, of course, is the specter of the America's largest earthen-filled dam suffering a catastrophic loss, which nearly happened. Which nearly happened was being hidden from us until the very last moment, I might add, endangering 180,000 people by Governor Jerry Brown. Well, we don't want to disturb people in their houses, even though their houses might be washed away and them in it. We don't want to do that. No, that might bring too much attention to the fact that I, Jerry Brown, like to tear down dams. And it would be wonderful, secretly thinking, that Oroville be destroyed and torn down. This is exactly the rationale of some of these wacko people, again, using the environment against us, like I talked about in the first hour. They want to tear down dams. They want the rivers to, quote, flow freely. Flow freely. Anyway, James Gallagher, this is him last week, State Assembly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on condition of the file. 180,000 people, including my own family, were forced to leave our homes in a moment's notice last Sunday night, as many of you know. And I thank you for all the calls I've gotten and concern from all of the members in this House. It was a true testing of our region, its resources, and its people. And I was so proud to see how we responded to this crisis. Volunteers and donations poured in from all over the region. High schools and their staffs opened their doors. Christian churches and Sikh temples brought people into their sanctuary. Our sheriffs and law
Well, we seem to have lost the feed here. Let's see if we can catch up to the feed here real quick.
Law enforcement acted quickly and effectively. People stood in the gap while we waited for...
I guess we're just not going to get this whole thing played through here. Technical issues moving forward. Let's try it one more time and see if we can get the feed. If not, we're going to have to come back to it a little bit later.
Cots and other supplies to come in from Red Cross and other responders.
Nope, it's not going to happen. Anyway, so I, geez, this is embarrassing. Technology. Don't you just love technology and the failure of technology? Anyway, I wanted to give this one a good shot and see if we can't get it back in the next segment or so and run it through completely. That way everybody has a complete gist of what happened. We tried to play most of it last time, but we ran out of time in the last hour. But anyway, James Gallagher, stand-up guy, and like I said in the last segment, in the last hour, he was the first to show leadership of any of the politicians out there. And I really want to thank him and thank others because it really was a true test of leadership that was shown by not only James Gallagher, but also I might want to mention member of the House from the 1st District here in California, Doug LaMalfa, showed up. And so did Jim Nielsen. Now, I've had my issues with those guys, and even with Jim Gallagher to some degree. But I'll tell you what. I stand absolutely 100% side by side with them in their attempt to demonstrate and show leadership to get the information out properly to everybody. And Gallagher, LaMalfa, and Nielsen held press conferences. They made themselves available. They tried to talk to the public. They did talk to the public. Tell them the latest information that they had to tell the public. Now they were very out front because they recognized one thing, that this was not a minor league crisis. They saw it right away. And you go to agenda21radio.news, you can see the article I wrote about this. When I was up there on the 11th, I immediately saw it. I'm not a dam buster. I'm not a dam guy. I'm not an engineer. But I could see. I could clearly see. I understand people's behaviors, and I could clearly see there was an intensity at that time to shore up the emergency dam, the emergency spillway, and things were just not right. I mean, the people's behaviors were like pretty intense. Because they knew they had a problem. The water was starting to go over the spillway. They're trying to repair parts of the underneath the spillway. We're talking about the emergency spillway now, not the main one. That's another issue. I saw that. They saw that. But I do want to make the comment that these guys stepped up and stood up, literally stepped up and stood up to try and prevent any kind of problems going forward with the dam. And to take it and point it to you as John Q. Public that maybe you should be taking some precautions at this point. They were very cautious. They weren't optimistic. They were very real in their assessments. I watched their news conferences and the comments that they were making in the days around the 12th and 13th. And I found them to be very well grounded. Jerry Brown was hiding in his office with his cockroaches, his cockroach buddies underneath the desk. That's where Jerry Brown was. Where he's still at, by the way. This is a very terrifying issue for Jerry Brown. It speaks a lot about his leadership when you're so terrified. Anyway, but hats off to Jim Gallagher. I thought that his actions were very appropriate. And thank goodness he came forward and made these comments. And I want to tell you, his comments will reverberate around the Capitol. Because he's got a great way of presenting real issues with everybody in that assembly. From where you have Republicans that are very timid to speak up, and since really Tim Donnelly left the assembly, where you have all the rest of them are just they're I almost said something I shouldn't say on the radio, something about being chicken. They're chickens, and they don't have the courage, the chutzpah, if you will, of a James Gallagher. And it's nice and refreshing to see that. We need this in this state of the dictator, Jerry Brown, and the monoparty, and the party that's in distress. And by the way, California Republicans are going to be continuing to be mitigated in a downward spiral here in the United States as long as Jim Brulte is president of the Republican Party for California, because he's all in for the totalitarians. And that's my opinion. I just had to say that because I know this comes on the heels of the Republican state convention that just happened over the weekend. And I did not go, but I did talk to a number of people that were there. And by the way, the representative for Donald Trump, congratulations, he's now being elevated to the White House from California. But the problem is that he's turning over all the Trump database and information to who? Jim Brulte of the Republican Party. Wrong move. I know it shocked a lot of conservatives at the time when this was mentioned yesterday or over the weekend. And I think it's really to Donald Trump's benefit to not associate or affiliate himself with, well, Jim Brulte and the Republican Party. And I think in California he didn't do that this year, this time. And, of course, Donald Trump will affiliate who he wants to affiliate with. I'm just saying Jim Brulte is not a friend of Donald Trump. That's my opinion. But you know, Other people have theirs, too. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, a couple of things happening. I turned to Drudge right now because I wanted to catch up on a couple of stories really quick, and we haven't posted them up on our website yet, or articles about it. A couple of things that are going on. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump authorized a mission, I believe it was in Yemen, and a Navy SEAL was killed in the operation. Now what we have is that the father is upset, obviously, at his son's death. And he's asking about what happened. And the article that comes out of the Miami Herald today is, "Don't hide behind my son's death." And he's referring to Donald Trump. When they brought William Ryan Owens home, the Navy SEAL was carried from a C-17 military plane in a flag-draped casket onto the tarmac at Dover Air Force Base as President Donald Trump's, his daughter Ivanka, and Owens' family paid their respects. It was a private transfer as the family had requested, no media and no bystanders except for some military dignitaries. Owens' father, Bill, had learned only a short time before the ceremony that Trump was coming. Owens was sitting with his wife Marie and other family members in the solemn living room-like space where the loved ones of the fallen assemble before they were taken to the flight line. "I'm sorry, I don't want to see him," Owens recalled telling the chaplain who informed him that Trump was on his way from Washington. "I told them I don't want to meet the president." I had been a little more than 24. It had been a little more than 24 hours since six officers in dress uniform knocked on the door of Owens' home in Lauderdale by the sea. It was not yet daylight when he answered the door, already knowing in the pit of his stomach what they had come to tell him. Now Owens cringed at the thought of having to shake the hand of the president who allowed the raid in Yemen that claimed his son's life, an operation that he and others are now calling into question. "I told him I didn't want to make a scene about it, but my conscience wouldn't let me talk to him," Owens said Friday, speaking out for the first time in an interview with the Miami Herald. Owens, also a military veteran, was troubled by Trump's harsh treatment of Gold Star families during his presidential campaign. Now Owens was a Gold Star parent, and he said that he had deep reservations about the way the decision was made to launch what would be his son's last mission. And, of course, let's talk about the Gold Star thing and what happened at that at the convention with the Democrats. You may remember this whole scene. And, you know, I got to tell you something. That whole thing was staged to begin with. The whole thing was staged. And I find it very despicable, actually, about that father who got up and spoke. I won't mention his name. I found that very despicable and very disturbing that a father would, of course, being a Muslim, he would do that. Anything to denounce Americanism, even with his own son's death. That's my opinion. And it takes nothing, it says nothing about what we're talking about with this young man. Said Ryan and as many as 29 civilians were killed January 28th in an anti-terrorism mission in Yemen. What was intended as a lightning raid to grab cell phones, laptops, and other information about terrorists turned into a nearly hour-long firefight in which everything went wrong, according to U.S. military officials who spoke to the New York Times. Bill Owens said he was assured that his son, who was shot, was killed early in the fight. It was the first military counter-terrorist operation approved by the new president, who signed the go-ahead January 26, 6 days into his term. Why at this time did there have to be this stupid mission when it wasn't even barely a week into his administration? Why, for 2 years prior, there were no boots on the ground in Yemen? Everything was missiles and drones because there was not a target worth one American life. Now, all of a sudden, his son had to make the sacrifice. Well, anyway, In a statement from the White House Saturday, spokesman Michael C. Short called Ryan Owens an American hero who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of his country. The White House did not address the father's criticisms, but pointed out that the Department of Defense routinely conducts a review of missions that result in loss of life. Bill Owens and his wife sat in another room as the president paid his respects to other family members. He declined to say what other family members were at the ceremony. Says Trump administration officials had called the mission a success, saying that they had seized important intelligence information. They have also criticized detractors of the raid, saying those who question its success dishonor Ryan Owens' memory. His father, however, believes just the opposite. "Don't hide behind my son's death to prevent an investigation," said the elder Owens, pointing to Trump's sharp words directed at the mission's critics, including Senator John McCain. There we go. John McCain. Here we go. "I want an investigation. The government owes my son an investigation," he said. Says that among the elite, next week, Ryan Owens would have turned 37. At the time of his death, he had already spent half his life in the Navy, much of that as a Navy SEAL and SEAL Team 6, chasing terrorist leaders across the deserts and mountains around the world. The team, formerly known as DEVGRU, had taken part in some of the most highly profile operations in military history, including the killing of Al-Qaeda Osama leader Osama bin Laden. At the time of the 2001 9/11 attacks, Owens was a SEAL in training, arguably the most physically grueling and mentally grinding regimes in the military. The team tasked with tracking terrorists and mythologized in books and movies had once been dubbed a global manhunting machine by the Times. Anyway, we honor Mr. Ryan and his family, and we honor the memory of his son. There's no question about it here at Agenda 21 Radio. But I'm not too sure if we have other forces behind this in terms of questioning what's going on. People like John McCain. When the father mentions John McCain, I get a little cringy. Because John McCain, I don't think, is a friend of this country any longer. I really don't. I think he's very much an Islamic sympathizer. And I think that John McCain, and this is a problem that we have here. Here, this young man has made an ultimate sacrifice for us, and we appreciate that absolutely very deeply. And his dad, we understand his pain. But I really question when you start bringing up people like John McCain into this whole fray, what is the motivation? Yeah, that's the problem. I think John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the others that are so anti-Trump, and really when you start to take a look at it, and again, the father's misinformed. The father knew about John McCain's connection or understood John McCain's connections to the formation of ISIS, the training of ISIS, the anti-Assad terrorist groups that he helped to arm. He might take a little bit different perspective on his sons being killed in Yemen. And about John McCain's involvement in arming these groups. See, this is what the media doesn't tell you about John McCain. And why, you know, he's influential with Navy families. Absolutely, he was in the Navy. We understand that. There's some Marines and Navy personnel who don't care for John McCain. Vietnam era ones in particular. I can tell you a family member who was very privy to what went on with John McCain in Vietnam, who had complete disdain for him. Now, there's that element. It doesn't seem that that's changed much for John McCain now that he's a senator. He's involved himself in some of the deepest controversies, especially with President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, his good friends. Shall I say Crimea, Ukraine, still going on, helping to form the new Nazi-supported government in Ukraine by John Brennan. That was John McCain. He was all in on that. So is his good friend Lindsey Graham, all in on that. Why would they be in favor of supporting a Muslim Brotherhood-supported government, neo-Nazi government, in Ukraine against Putin? I don't know. Sheds a little bit different light on what happened to the young man in Yemen. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Get our technician to turn up the volume for the microphone. I'm sitting there talking wildly. It's not going anywhere. You got to have the volume pumped up, you know, around the Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, Paul, at agenda21radio.news or Paul at a21r.com. That's probably the best way, a21r.com. I've been getting tons of emails here, and I'm trying to get to them, but for some reason, the computer's not cooperating on the email side of the show. You run into these glitches when you're operating a radio show. It's kind of very disheartening. Anyway, getting on to some other things here, though, that I think are pretty important to cover right now, especially at the opening of the week here. Going back to the Donald Trump globalist statement, I think it's really important that we all understand that he is not a globalist. And it's really, I know, very disheartening to the Hillary Clinton people who are globalists. He has put himself, you know, out of reach of the globalists, which is really, of course, certainly what he understands. Anyway, some other things that are going on with Trump right now, and actually what's going on in the world of Drudge. I'm looking at several articles here. Where do I begin? There's just so many things. The Oscars, of course, is a debacle. The New York Post says "Fool's Gold" on the front cover. It was chaos. After all, I mean, don't you love it when a plan comes together? They spend the whole night bashing Trump. And I got to tell you, I did not listen. I've just been hearing the reports. I got to tell you, I turn that off. I turn off the Oscars. In fact, I turn off most movies now. I don't even go to the movie anymore. It's just over time. I mean, I really like going to good movies. I really like good movie, but I got to tell you, I feel so politicized now, and I see what it's a cultural war against my own country. That these people who know nothing, that are moronic in their behavior to begin with, and they pontificate that they know something politically, like their opinion, you know, matters. And listen, all opinions matter. I understand that. But when you're talking nonsense and you're not educated about what the real facts are, you turn them off. And you turn them off in other areas as well, and that happens to be their livelihood. So it's not that I'm boycotting. I'm just disgusted with them, so I just don't go. Only when there's a really good movie. Now, Hacksaw Ridge, I saw that one. That's a really good movie. It's an excellent movie. But, you know, just go to the movies any longer and even look at videos and things like that. I get videos for Christmas and stuff, and it's kind of like, yeah, do I even want to watch it? You know, I've got some CDs and some movies that have never been open for a couple of years because I just look at them and go, eh, nonsense from Hollywood. And, you know, I got to tell you that the indicators for all that are, especially in the news stream media world, are showing that Hollywood is starting to really take it in the shorts because there's the new media on the rise. And, you know, people are becoming their own movie makers. There's a lot of really good stuff out there on YouTube. People are perseverating on YouTube and these other TV channels out there that you get on your own app and your own, you know, your own cell phone device and iPad and so on. That's where the real information is coming to people now. They're not going to the big screen. They're going to the YouTube. They're going to the little screen. And that's just a fact of life. That's just a fact of life. So, you know, look forward to more of that and less of Hollywood. So in the waning days of Hollywood, I guess you can say the sunset effect will take place in Hollywood. It won't be as glamorous as it once was. You'll have, you know, I'll give you an example. And I don't know what the real formula is, but we use S. White. She's a Taiwanese girl. She's a drummer, and you've been listening to some of her songs that we've been putting in here as bumpers. She's a Christian evangelist is what she is. She's only like 16 years old or something like that. And in Taiwan, as in all of Asia, I guess, you have these street performers and street drummers, as they're called. And so you have this whole cultural explosion of music by way of drums. And it's interesting. They call them drum covers is what they call them. So you play a song and people play their drums over that, and that becomes a drum cover. And this has exploded, this whole concept of performers on the, performing in the street in Asia has exploded like you can't believe. It's all over YouTube. And I bring this up as an example of the demise of Hollywood. And now just listen to this notion. Here you have this little girl who's out there playing on the drum, playing the drums. She's a fantastic drummer, by the way. I think she's probably, in my opinion, the best drummer I have ever seen. I used to be a drummer, so you know I perseverate a little bit on this and technique. I'm like, wow, where'd that come from? It's a whole new dimension in music and performance, but it's tied to YouTube. And this is my point about how the media is making a major shift here. Brought to you by YouTube and other TV providers, Ustream and so on, to get into things that are personally produced. Because people now have the tools to do that. The media is allowing you to sit down. You know, you wouldn't believe the capability we have in our studio. And you're going to be seeing some of this stuff that's going to be coming forth in terms of television, YouTube, and so on from Agenda 21 Radio and American Exceptionalism News Network. But think about this. This young lady... And we've reported this before, but in this context, in terms of Hollywood, think about this. She has over, and I did the total on this. I did, and it was very, very quick, but I did the total on the numbers, the sheer numbers of people that view her performances on YouTube. Her name is S. White. You can check it out. Type in YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in S. White, Taiwanese street drummer, and they'll come up. And you can do the math. And when I say this, I give you this, that you have to add up all the YouTubes of the songs that she's done in terms of the numbers. I'll give you a number count of how many people have watched it. This is the number I came up with. She's got easily, with all the songs that she's been performing since about 2013, going forward to 2017, she's got easily, are you ready for this, 500 million views on YouTube. Hello? Hello? She's a political force now in China. The Chinese government, even though she's from Taiwan, want to outlaw her because of her Christian influence. This is one of S. White's songs right here. Listen to this.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Parting shots from Drudge this morning. I know it's not. It's Drudge Monday? No. Amazing. Anyway, one of the articles that's up there, I just had to kind of cringe at this one. Sexercise, 657 reasons why the ultimate workout happens between the sheets. So if you have a club membership, you know, why? If it all happens between the sheets. Another one that caught my eye, being a former school administrator, high school abandons annual auction of seniors. This is something that went around. Actually, I did away with auctions by seniors and during prom seasons or homecoming and things like that back in 1989. And this is in Sacramento, California, by the way. I question why it's still happening in Sacramento, California, especially given the demographics of California, in Sacramento in particular. Why a certain high school has been allowed to 2017 to still conduct a human auction in which they auction off people. Now, at the surface of this, you think, well, it's just high school kids. But I want you to think about that. What are we teaching our kids? But, of course, in this day and age, when apparently we all accept human trafficking and human flesh and slavery as modern-day slavery here in the United States, it's okay. It's not okay, ladies and gentlemen. And neither is the latter, either. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And listen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. Stay strong, because we are truly exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.